In John chapter 12, verse 27, Jesus says, "Now is my soul troubled." But why now? And what exactly is troubling Jesus? Is Jesus suddenly intimidated by the Pharisees? Is he afraid of them? What has his soul in torment and pain? Well, notice what he says next. "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I have come to this hour." We learn that what causes Jesus' pain is related to his very reason for coming to the earth. So why did he come to the earth? Did he come to be an example for us on how to live a moral life? Did he come to be a great teacher and to drop some maxims for leadership or humility or service? If that was his purpose in coming, how does that cause pain? Now, the God-man, Jesus of Nazareth, came into the world to bear the sin of people from every tribe and tongue and nation, and to heal all that is broken in creation. And the reason Jesus is qualified to be a sin bearer is because of his perfection. That very week in Jesus' life, perhaps even that very day, every family in Jerusalem would have been examining their flock of sheep, or they would be protecting the sheep that they had brought with them to Jerusalem to keep it clean and white and without blemish. They were looking for the best sheep, the one closest to perfection, selecting the lamb to be sacrificed for the Passover meal, which was a symbol of their deliverance from bondage and oppression back in Egypt. And on that very day, God was presenting his lamb, the one without blemish, pure and sinless, in order to deliver people from their bondage of sin. His pain is caused by the prospect of becoming sin for us. This is not figuratively speaking or metaphorical. His crucifixion was not figurative. He became sin for us. Galatians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In my place, condemned, he stood." It was that reality that led Jesus to say, "Now is my soul troubled." Perfection taking on imperfection so that imperfection could be called perfect. But it is for this very reason that we love him. It's because he first loved us by becoming our atoning sacrifice. And we live out our love for him by putting our hope and confidence in him. Today when you pray, please pray for Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also remember the Cherokee Life Word broadcast in the United States.